Hello, this is Certified Master Life Coach Tina Heisman. Welcome to my live marriage coaching call. Thank you so much for joining me today. The topic for our call today is what to do when your husband is driving you crazy. Good one, right? But before we get started, I want to let you know I have a free private Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get positive inspiration for your marriage. You can search it at The Happy Wives Community within Facebook. Or you can just head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and there is a banner at the bottom of the front page that will take you right there. Also on my website, I've created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, and peaceful place. Just visit my website to download it. Okay, let's dive in. The topic for our call today is what to do when your husband is driving you crazy. I'm going to share some information with you, and then I will open up the line for questions and answers at the end. So, I just heard a rumor. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but I've heard that sometimes husbands drive their wives crazy. Maybe you've had one of those days, a day where it just seems like everything your husband does is wrong to you and it's getting on your nerve, or it's just like one thing after another and you're just like racking up all of his points against him in your mind. Like, there he goes again, doing that again, doing that again. It's kind of like a cycle that you can get stuck in sometimes, you know? So I'm talking, you know, smallerish things. Like maybe he forgets to call you when he's on his way home from work. Or maybe he comes home from work and you have dinner ready and everyone's ready to sit down, but he decides he wants to look through the mail first. And you feel bothered by that because dinner is ready and everyone is sitting down and you waited for him, but he's prioritizing mail over the family dinner when he was gone all day. In your mind, you're like annoyed. And then maybe like that night he's not conversational after dinner and he's just watching TV or something like that. And then say you're getting ready to go to bed at kind of your normal time and he's checking email one last time before he comes to bed. And so he doesn't really come to bed at the same time as you and you normally go to bed at the same time. So like these are just, you know, things that I made up. To give you an example in your head to work with and to give us a framework for today, you know, so these could be some things that are bothering you and riding on your nerves. And so maybe you think, I'm just going to go to sleep and I'll feel better in the morning. And a lot of times that works. And that's actually a trick that, not a trick, but a tactic that happy couples do, is that sometimes when they're feeling annoyed, they sleep on it first to see if the next day they feel better about it, because sometimes you're just like so tired by the end of the night that more things bother you than they should. So if you wake up the next morning and you're like, I was just being crabby, that's cool. But sometimes you might not feel better the next morning and you might still be annoyed. And so, I don't know, like maybe the next morning you're still annoyed and you can hear him chewing his breakfast too loudly. And so now we've got a situation here. If you've gotten to the point where your husband's chewing is bothering you, that is a red flag, sister. We need to do some work here, okay? We need to create some space and stop this cycle before it goes on any further. So you could put in your mind whatever situations from your marriage that your husband might do that bothers you. Like maybe he always leaves the dishes close to the dishwasher but never quite puts them in the dishwasher, or leaves his clothes lying around on the floor. They never quite make it to the hamper, even though the hamper's only a few steps away. You know, whatever it could be. But today what I thought I would talk to you about is a philosophy about this cycle of negativity, and also a tool that you can use to get the situation fixed right away so you can feel happy again and move on. So first, the philosophy that I want to share with you, and the truth of the matter, is that the happiest married couples, they report that they always try to assume the best of each other's intentions, especially when annoyances are happening. And this is based on research done by author Shanti Feldhahn in her book, I think it's called Surprising Secrets of Highly Happy Marriages. And so this is something that they say they do, is they always try to assume the best of another's intentions. So, you know, the fact is when you live with someone, you're bound to rub each other the wrong way. But what this truth tells us is that our satisfaction in our marriage is all about perspective. It's about what we choose to see and what we choose to believe. It is our choice. It's our choice if we want to see all the ways that our husband irritates us, or if we want to see all the ways that he is loving toward us. And what we believe about him. Do we believe that he's a good man who just might have made a silly mistake or an annoying mistake? Or do we want to believe that he doesn't love us, or he just doesn't care about us, and that's why he made the mistake? You see the difference? It's really all about perspective. And I know which perspective that I would rather believe, and which one is true, by the way. And so I think you're probably in the same boat. Your husband's probably a really good guy. It's just that, you know, he's an honest man who's maybe made a mistake, or he's not aware of something he's doing that is coming off the wrong way to you. And so giving him the benefit of the doubt is a better way to maintain peace in your marriage, and even to have a conversation with him if you need to have it. But when you're coming from the idea that you're assuming the best of him, and maybe there's like a misunderstanding or a miscommunication here, it's going to be a much more productive and peaceful conversation than when you're coming at it with the assumption that he doesn't care about you. Like, can you see the difference? It's kind of big. And so it's best to give him the benefit of the doubt and see how it goes from there. You're going to see, if you'll just change this one thing in your marriage, the way you approach your husband with things that you feel like you need to talk about, you're going to see a drastic improvement in how those conversations go. It's amazing. And so that's the philosophy, right? That, and that might be enough for you, just putting in your mind, you know, that I'm just going to assume the best, that he didn't really mean to hurt me by what he said or what he did or what he didn't do. And that might be enough for you to turn your negative attitude around and be able to put on glasses that help you see more clearly the ways that he's loving you instead, more positive glasses. But if that's not enough, and you still feel stuck and annoyed and angry, never fear. We've got a little tool for you. So what I would say is get out your journal and a pen, because your feelings and your annoyances are real, and they're real to you, and they're valid. And if you're not able to get rid of them by just changing your mind, then that means we need to put them on paper, okay? A private journal. So first, write down everything that is annoying you and how it's making you feel. And there's no censoring here. Go for it. Get it all out. I mean, if you need to swear or say not nice things, just get your feelings out. It's so important to get them out of your mind and out of your body. It helps you make more sense of it, and it helps you feel better. Like, it's just like, it's a way of telling yourself that you love yourself by saying, I love myself enough to take the time to journal this out and to get it out of my mind so that I can feel better. Because we need to release anger, right? It has to go somewhere to feel better. And in your journal, privately, is the best place for it to go. Okay, so once you get all that out, the next step is to write down your intention for how you want to feel about your husband or how you want to feel about your marriage. So, for example, I have a peaceful marriage. I have a fun-filled marriage. Or I have a loving marriage. You can put your own adjectives in for what kind of a marriage it is that you want to have and how you want to feel about your husband. You know, I believe, you know, my husband loves me. You know, just turn it around into something more positive for how you want. So that's your intention, okay? That was step two. Step three is to write down everything that your spouse did in the last 24 hours or so that was good or right. So if you're feeling really annoyed right now, you might have to dig deep. But here are some examples. So you could say, I'm grateful that my husband went to work today to earn an income for our family. I'm grateful that my husband's income helps provide for our home and our vehicles and our clothing and our food, right? Like, you could get that basic. You could be grateful that he took out the trash today or that he handled the meltdown with your daughter. You get the picture, right? Try to find at least 5 to 10 things that your husband did that were good or right in the last day or so. And even if there are things that you expect him to do, like taking out the trash, because he doesn't have to do it. Am I right? He chooses to do it, to be a part of your family and to show you that he loves you and he's taking care of you. So that's your step there, your third step. Am I right? Third? We're going to write down everything that he did that was good, that we're grateful for. And now the next step is to look at specific instances where your husband annoyed you and see if you can find something to be grateful there, or if there is a more generous reason for his behavior than the fact that you think he doesn't care about you, right? So for example, so say that you're upset that your husband forgot to call you when he was on his way home from work. So he always calls you on his way home from work and he forgot to call you, and you're annoyed by that because then you don't know exactly when you're going to serve dinner. You know what I mean? Like, you're trying to time your evening, and so you're just annoyed, and you just think that's so rude of him. But so what could a more generous reason be for his not calling than the fact that he just doesn't care about you, which is almost definitely not true. Just feels like that sometimes. So a more generous reason could be maybe he was engrossed in some thoughts about work or some stresses, or maybe he had to take a work call on the way home. And he was trying to get it done before he got home so he could be present with you guys when he got there. Or maybe there was an interesting story on the news that he really wanted to hear. Or he just wanted to get caught up on the news. Or, you know, maybe he called his mom. You know, and he needs to call his mom, right? We need to check in with our parents. And so could there be a more generous answer to why he didn't call? There could be. And so we want to come at it from that perspective, right? And also, maybe he was home on time, even though you didn't exactly know what was going on. You could be grateful for that. I know I always am. When my husband comes home at the time that, you know, we typically expect him, it helps a lot. So then let's take another example, because I really want to help you look at this and help the difference that it creates. So what about how you felt annoyed when he was reading the mail before he sat down for dinner? Like, the whole family sits down for dinner, and you waited for him, and he doesn't sit down. He's reading the mail, and you're like, really? You're going to stand there and read the mail when we're all sitting here ready for dinner, and you're frustrated. But can you feel grateful that he cares enough about the bills and the mail that's coming in to, you know, to want to look at it? Or could you think that maybe he's kind of still in business mode from work? Or maybe this task of reading the mail to him is important, that he gets that done before he sits down to relax. Like, maybe something caught his eye in the pile that he really felt like he needed to look at, right? So I think sometimes as wives, we jump to a conclusion that he's doing something wrong or doing something to annoy us, or that it's just not right, but we don't give them a little bit of benefit of the doubt as to why they might be doing it, because there might be a really good reason. And so that could be a more generous response, is that he's kind of still in work mode and he's trying to get work-related things done, business, even the business of the home, before he sits down to relax with the family. Or maybe he just doesn't think it's as big of a deal as you do. Maybe he doesn't know, or you haven't communicated it, right? So that's hopefully enough of an example to walk you through to see how we can look for more generous responses and why our husband might be doing something. It's our choice how we choose to see a situation that's happening. And I think how we respond and how we choose to look at it, that will dictate how we respond to our spouse. And it could be the difference between a nice, relaxing night at home and a very frustrating night at home. And I think that we all want more relaxing nights at home, am I right? And so when we choose to see it from a more positive perspective, those things that are annoying us, or, you know, take the time to look for a more generous answer that of why they're doing something, we're going to feel much more happy and much more peaceful. And again, if you decide that what is happening with your spouse is something that needs to be talked about and addressed, it's going to be so much better if you can approach him coming from a more positive perspective in a way that's loving than if you're coming at him in a very blaming manner. And so, you know, I could just, this story, you know, just came to me to share with you guys, just because sometimes in my own life, I felt like very annoyed, and I've gotten that cycle of negativity, and felt very frustrated by it. And sometimes when I can go through this process, like I'm telling you, I can realize that, well, whatever he's doing is not really a big deal. I'm just being crabby today or something. Or something that I want to share with you guys is there have been times where he's been maybe distracted or something like that. And I give him grace and I let it go, at least for the moment, and just kind of, I guess, keep my eye on it, if you will, and like see, like analyze what's going on here. And so many times he will come back to me later that night or the next day and tell me, like, I was, you know, so stressed last night about, you know, X, Y, and Z or something like that. And I'm like, oh, you know, that's why he was acting a little bit distracted or less chatty than normal or something. You know, they're not always ready to talk with us at the moment that we are about what's going on. But there's usually a good reason for why they're acting in a way that suddenly has you annoyed. But when you get annoyed right back and you take those annoyances out on them, it just creates a chaos and a negative cycle, and we don't need to be there. We can give our spouses the space and the grace to be themselves and make mistakes, and then go back and talk to them in a more positive manner later. So I hope that helps you. So that the main points were just giving them a more generous perspective, assuming the best, assuming that they're is a good reason for why they're doing something or acting in a way that's different than normal, and then just to journal it out. If that's not enough to change your mind, go ahead and journal it out and look at it from that perspective, and I bet that helps you. But if you're still stuck and you need more help, send me an email or call me sometime. I'd be happy to help talk you through it. Sometimes we just need an outside perspective. Okay, girls. So that's the end of the formal part of our conversation. I'm going to unmute the call in a minute so that you can ask your questions. I have a free marriage makeover guide on my website. I want to remind you of that. That will help you fix any challenges that you might have in your marriage. So my website is tinaheisman.com. You can download that for free. And also, please head on over and join us in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. It's the Happy Wives community. And also, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching for women only, where you would have me as your private coach to help you work one-on-one through your specific situations that you have going on in your marriage. And you'll see drastic happiness increases if you dedicate that kind of time and commitment to it. All right, so that's all for this week. I will talk to you girls next week, or maybe not because Christmas is coming. We'll have to see. Anyway, have a great day. Thank you for joining me.